Happy, happy Sunday. It is November 12th, and today we reached a high of 58 degrees, and you can expect a low of 37 degrees tonight. Let's talk about our top stories, and here they are. The Washington Post now reports that the five U.S. service members killed in a helicopter training accident Friday over the Mediterranean Sea were Army Special Operations troops. The U.S. Army Special Operations Command is headquartered at Fort Liberty. That doesn't necessarily mean the service members on that helicopter were based at Fort Liberty, although several thousand special ops troops are there. We'll continue to work on that story to get more information and inform you. We're also working to learn more this morning about why North Carolina Central University was on lockdown. Its campus, that is. The university sent an alert to students around 7:45 last night, saying there was a dangerous person in the area of George Street and Lincoln Street. At 8:20 p.m., a follow-up alert was sent out saying Durham police were searching for an armed person who ran from officers. There's no word yet on whether anyone was taken into custody, but NC Central police say the threat has passed. A character known for his hatred of Christmas is actually spreading some holiday Christmas cheer at the hospitals in the Triad. The Grinch made a stop at Brenner Children's Hospital in Winston-Salem this weekend. He visited with patients, giving them a chance to see the beloved character come to life. The Grinch is making his trip around the Triad ahead of the Christmas show at the Tanger Center in Greensboro. Well, before I let you go, I want to let you know to please download the WRAL Weather app. It has everything you need to know before you head outside the door. It is absolutely free for Apple and Android users. Also, we have new content on our WRAL Facebook page. It is just sitting there waiting for you. I'll let you go for now. Do me a big favor, as always. Stay safe out there.